In New York City, the police and the feds have had issues when it comes to counterterrorism. Now the FBI has a new man in New York. His name is Joe Demarest. And besides guarding against terrorists, his top job will be to help patch things up between the New York City Police Department and the FBI. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has this report.
The latest dust-up came after the terror attacks in Mumbai. After tough negotiations with India's government, the FBI managed to send a handful of its agents there. A day later, the NYPD sent their own team. That rankled the feds. And then there's what happened last month. Ray Kelly, the head of the NYPD, accused the Justice Department of dragging its feet on approving wiretap applications. The Justice Department said the New York police were asking for wiretaps that broke the law. The angry letters between Kelly and Attorney General Michael Mukasey went public.
I think the challenges are many out there in the law enforcement community.
Kevin Donovan used to head the New York office for the FBI.
And I think having someone who can make the community continue to work together and to gel the tremendous talents of not only the FBI but also the NYPD together is really what Joe's going to be able to do.
Joe is Joe Demarest. He left the FBI last year to become head of international security at Goldman Sachs. But he was called back into service by FBI Director Robert Mueller. And Demarest was told to get things back on track in New York between the FBI and the NYPD. And by most accounts, he has the personality to do so.
He's the type of guy that would come up and give you a great handshake or a hug around the waist or whatever. Very affable guy.
Joe Demarest is a first-class professional, and he'll be a tremendous asset to security in New York City.
That was none other than New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. And before that, we heard former FBI agent Dennis Buckley. Buckley worked with Demarest investigating the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa. That's where Demarest got his start on counterterrorism. He then went on to run an FBI SWAT team and the Joint Terrorism Task Force with the NYPD, leading 350 NYPD detectives and FBI agents. That's why Kelly says...
So we're really all looking forward to working closely with him.
Law enforcement officials say Kelly and Demarest get along so well because they are cut from the same cloth. Both men are fitness enthusiasts. Both are sharp dressers. They both have military bearing. Again, FBI Assistant Director Kevin Donovan.
I think in the way that they carry themselves, I think you'll see very, very much similarities. Joe is a very disciplined individual. He's got a command presence, which I think Ray Kelly does, and I think that's important in that role.
That's because things are a little different in New York. While the law enforcement community does come together in a pinch, the personalities are very strong, very New York. The U.S. attorneys are very aggressive. So are the district attorneys. Kelly, as the police commissioner of America's largest city, is used to picking up the phone and calling FBI Director Mueller directly. And if he doesn't get what he wants from that phone call, he'll call his friends on Capitol Hill. The thinking is that with Demarest here, Kelly might be more willing to use normal channels.
Joe is the right guy for the right job and at the right time. And I think that is probably what the director saw, too. And I really believe that he would do a great job for the FBI and for the city of New York.
Many observers say that at this point, the relationship between the FBI and the NYPD has nowhere to go but up. So Demarest is bound to be successful. He reported for duty in New York yesterday. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.